I always breathe a sigh of relief when I hear this micro track come on. That shouldn't be, should it? Good morning, y'all. This is Larry Skupka.
Cool. Tech. The show where life.
Hey, y'all.
Technology.
Hello.
And blindness.
Hello. Is anyone here? I can't see anything.
Comes together.
Please welcome your host, Larry Skupka.
How y'all doing? I hope you'll join Clarence Whaley and I for breakfast. And we're going to chat about a pretty exciting new thing that GW has out. And just catch up with Clarence. He's a good friend, and I hope you don't mind. But, you know, it's kind of like being at CSUN. Get to meet your old friends and have a little, break a little bread together. So we're going to meet him down here at the elevator. Come on, little buddy. I'm telling you, Jake is already pooped. Aren't you, guy? We're going left. Good boy. I always have to check the store after Franklin got his computer stolen up here a few years ago, Franklin Johnson. I miss seeing him here this year. He called, left me a message last night, and we're good coffee drinking buddies. He's always got a good brew going. I think we've had a glass of Jack Daniels or two together too. Not in the morning. I hope we can get in and out of this restaurant within an hour because I forgot to. Really good presentation I want to attend at 8 o'clock about localization of objects with sound. But I'll record it so you'll be able to hear it. And Clarence was down on the lower level, so there's the hall to the left. Here's the elevators. Clarence? So elevators are always a good place to meet. Alright, you might as well just have a little seat there, buddy. Good boy. Yeah, this hall to the... to my
Henry,
left
have
place,
a good rest.
Go straight over to the restaurant, so that's kind of handy. Doesn't seem all that crowded out here either.
Can you write down the paper on the calendar?
So, that's good. Just Clarence is on the lower level. And that's where I was trying to get, but this one's almost as good. I'm actually pretending I'm talking into my digital recorder right here because I just feel too weird standing by myself. I'm talking to myself when there's a lot of people walking by. No, I shouldn't care, should I? I don't want to have the reputation. There's the guy that's, you see over here, he's talking to himself. You know, it's funny, last year at CSUN, I mean, I had heard of podcasting, but never really even considered getting into it or just, I really never thought that much about it. I thought it was an interesting idea. But I didn't realize quite how interesting it is. And I also didn't realize what a profound effect it could have. Although some of the stories I had read about it in terms of educational applications to it were... hey there. Were... really fascinating. Hey, Clarence.
Here I am.
All right.
Come on.
Let's go put the feet. Well, the restaurant's over this way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you backwards?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, this hall on the other side of the. Have you not gone this way?
I've never gone this way. I always go right by the front desk.
Okay, well, there's a hall right here. When you get past the elevators,
uh-huh.
You take a right, and then it's right up here on the left.
Okay.
It's quite a bit easier, actually.
Well, yeah.
And your Starbucks will be up here on your right.
Yeah. Well, you're all right.
Yeah. I know how to find my way around this place.
Yeah, I should by now.
Here we go.
I like being on that first floor.
Yeah, no kidding. That is a... Oh, I think we just cut the line.
Oh, did we? Did we just jump ahead of the line?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Right.
Whoops, sorry. There'll be three of us.
I'm gonna go around. Okay. All righty. Is, what's her name, Vida?
Vida.
She's going to join us?
She's going to join us.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that name sounds familiar.
She's been with AFB forever.
Okay.
In tech support. She used to work for Krista.
Oh.
At Criss Cross.
Hey, big guy. You give me old, hit me with your nose and say hi.
You haven't met Hugo, have you?
I haven't.
Hi.
There'll be three of us.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Straight ahead.
Three?
Yeah.
We'll need three braille menus eventually, too.
Okay.
Well, I don't need it. I know what I need. But.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Can we just follow you?
Absolutely.
All right. Talk to us.
Okay, I'm talking.
All right.
So how are you doing this morning?
It's a great day.
Did you want to hold on to my elbow?
Oh, sure.
Okay, there you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. I never turn down a chance to hold on to a beautiful woman's elbow. We're just full of it, aren't we?
How many are there total? Three?
Three, yes.
Just three. So that's
two of us for now. She'll be here.
A woman is joining us.
Okay, we're going to go back a little further.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to your right.
All right. I didn't even know this was back here.
Maybe.
This is big. Yeah, take a left.
Okay, and then we're going to come right here with more to your right. So there's a four top table right here, and there's a chair.
Thank you very much.
You're okay, sir.
All right.
You're welcome.
We got it, Clarence.
Thanks. You were so welcome.
You're a wonderful guy.
Yes, you were.
Well, thank you. There you go. You gentlemen, enjoy. We have the menus, and then we also have the breakfast buffet that goes for $14.95.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks.
So I was telling our listeners that I was about to meet you here, and we were going to talk about some cool GW stuff that you sort of hinted around about.
Right.
And I read on Jeff Bishop's website this morning all about it, too.
Jeff did a podcast. I don't know if he's put it up yet.
Yeah, I think it is up there.
Cool.
Hey, he doesn't mess around, Clarence.
Yeah. Yeah, he did one, and so did Daryl Shandro.
Okay. It's funny, I'm next door to those two guys, so right here at the hotel. We didn't realize it until I was talking with Jeff last night. What you going to have, Clarence?
I'm probably going to have that old All-American breakfast. I'm looking here to see. Yeah, there it is, All-American breakfast. Two eggs, any salad, hash browns. Cheese, bacon, ham, sausage, or Canadian bacon, and toast.
How much is that?
Bagel or muffin, $11.50.
Hmm.
Not a bad price.
Not too bad. For
your
here.
Breakfast is on us this morning, since your podcast is.
Oh, boy, this is now a sponsored podcast.
That's right.
I'm going to try to talk that waitress and get me something off the bar over there.
Yeah.
So tell us about this device, my man.
All right. Are we being recorded now?
Man, I've been recording since I hung up with you at the phone. I'm
all
sitting
right.
There in the hall talking to myself and everything.
Okay. It's called the Small Talk Ultra. It is a little difficult to show because it's so much, but yet it's in a small package.
Yeah.
It's a fully functional Windows XP home computer that weighs 14 ounces.
Wow.
You can hold it in the palm of your hand. And it literally is Windows XP Home. We can also get it with XP Pro if someone wants that.
Now, do you have one on you?
I have one right here.
I thought you might.
Now, first thing I want to show you is the little keyboard that's with it is a little difficult.
Okay.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Great.
Great. I brought some orange juice. Did you like some?
Please, yes.
Yeah.
Ma'am, could you, would you mind running through the bar there for me? Or are
you
the...
What would you like?
Like scrambled eggs and sausage and...
In the bar? Oh, you mean this buffet. Okay.
I'm sorry, yeah.
I was going to ask, do you want any coffee or anything this this morning. We get to that first.
Does that come with the buffet?
Absolutely. Juice, coffee, tea, or chocolate, whatever you like to drink.
Yeah, I'll have some coffee.
Coffee? Okay.
You want coffee for me?
Okay, so I'll be right back with the coffee.
Yeah. We'll wait till we order, I guess. Here, I'll just talk for a minute. Then I want to put it in your hands.
Okay.
We're shipping a little external keyboard with it, Larry. Because the little built-in keyboard, a blind person could use, but I wouldn't want to write a novel with
it. Okay, I'm anxious to see that.
So. Here's the little external keyboard we're shipping with it.
Okay.
It's an 88-key keyboard.
All right, and it's USB connection.
USB.
All right.
We're also going to have available a wireless keyboard if someone wants that.
Oh, this is a nice keyboard.
It is a nice keyboard. And it's small, it's rugged, you can keep it in your lap.
Yep, you can keep it in your backpack very easily.
Keep it in your backpack.
And it has a numeric keypad?
It does not.
Oh, it does
but
not.
It does have a function key, so you can use the numbers that way.
Okay. All right, I'll hand that back to you.
All right. Now, that's really cool. So with the package, you'll get the USB keyboard. You'll get an external USB CD-ROM. And it looks like it's going to be a DVD CD-R
disk. Oh, nice.
Disk drive, and it'll be USB. And of course, the unit is so small that the drive could not be included in it.
Yeah.
The unit will also be in a really nice carrying case that we don't have yet. They're being custom made. They'll be available at the end of the week.
Okay.
And that case will open like a book. In the front of the case will be the keyboard, if you choose the option with the USB keyboard.
Uh-huh.
And in the back will be the Smalltalk Ultra.
Okay.
Specs, Larry, it is XP Home, running on with 512 meg of RAM, has a 30 gig hard drive, and a 1 gigahertz processor. It does have a visual display, like a 5x7 for people that can see that.
Well, be darned.
And it actually, we have an employee, Jeremy Curry, who is low vision, and he uses it with Zoom text.
Hmm.
Zoom text will actually run it. The thing that's so hard to convince people is that it is an XP computer. That's what it is. It's nothing else. Anything that will run on Windows XP will run on this.
Well, let me see that thing, man.
All right. If you insist. It's in a little nice bag here.
Oh, okay. That's smaller than I thought either.
Isn't that cool? It's not much bigger than a book for
it. It sure isn't. What would you say? That's a little bigger than 5x7?
Yeah, a little bit bigger than 5x7.
About an inch thick?
Uh-huh. And it weighs 14 ounces. Feel free to pull it out of the bag, Rick.
Yeah.
It has built-in Bluetooth, built-in wireless.
And there's some physical knob on the
that
turn wheel.
That physical knob is for volume
or to
switch applications. It does have a built-in speaker that we'd never hear in here. But
and it's got a stylus.
It does have a stylus, yes, for sighted people. Now, if you push... where are you? Okay. This is... That's the way it goes.
Okay.
That's the front.
Right.
If you push the screen back...
Oh, it just slides back.
There's the little keyboard.
All right. For you now.
All right.
You know, I could...
You could type on it.
Could type on
it.
That's amazing.
You want some cream in the coffee?
Not me.
Not me either.
No?
Very easy.
Oh,
okay. And I'm going to order from the menu.
Okay, what can I get you?
The All-American, Yates over easy.
Easy? Bacon ham,
sausage. And can I get cheese on the hash brown?
Sure.
And buttered white toast.
Wheat, right?
White.
Okay, gotcha. How about my own coffee? And did you want me to put this on one today? Or?
Yeah, both on one room. And it's room 165.
165. Do you want me to go to the buffet for you?
I'd love for you to.
What kind of, how would you like your eggs and things? Let me know what you like and I can work that out.
Just some scrambled eggs.
Okay.
And some sausage. And some rye toast. And maybe a little fruit.
Some fruit?
Yeah.
No potatoes?
No.
No potatoes.
Okay.
We start off with this?
Mm-hmm.
So scrambled sausage with rice, toast, and fruit.
Yes.
Got it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, is this a USB port on the front left?
No. Oh, the front left is for the AC adapter.
Really? Facing towards you?
Facing towards you, which is kind of strange, but it actually works fine. Also, there's a docking port there. It comes with a docking cable that looks like an old LPT printer cable. It's kind of thick.
Yeah.
But you don't leave it hooked up because you don't need it all the time.
I should just explain to people that the when you look at this thing, the screen is... It's just a box with a screen on it, and you slide the screen back, and it exposes the keyboard. It goes back, more than halfway back. That is clever. It feels substantial, too.
It is. And it weighs 14 ounces. That docking cable has an additional headphone plug.
How does it?
It has an additional USB. And, of course, you could always hook up a USB hub if you wanted to.
Okay.
It has, on that docking cable also, is parallel, serial, video, Ethernet, and kind of thing. That's pretty much it. All the normal things you would want to hook up.
Now, what's actually on the unit itself here? If you go, I'll put this back in your hands.
Okay.
Along that front edge there?
Okay. Along the front edge is the AC.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, what is the next one? The next one is for the docking cable.
Okay.
The next one is FireWire.
Oh.
And then the little volume wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And then USB.
Two of them, it looks like.
One.
Oh, just
only
one.
Okay.
And that's 2.0, I assume?
It's 2.0.
Excellent.
And hey, if you'll feel on the side here, that looks... That
yeah, there's
is
one on
wireless.
Each.
Oh. And on the opposite side is Bluetooth.
Okay. Nice.
It's very cool.
Now, are those aren't cards that are in slots. They're actually part of the
machine.
They're
actually part of the unit.
And they just kind of stick out just a little
bit. Correct.
Nice. So if that was on, I could see it with my Bluetooth phone.
You certainly could.
Or we could send stuff back and forth to each other.
That's correct.
Nice.
On the very top is a little round button. That is the on-off button.
Okay.
Battery life, we're getting... Let me put this back before she brings food and I spill eggs on it.
Or coffee.
Or coffee. Most people want to know questions like, what is the battery life?
Yeah.
Well, the battery life is approximately 2.5 to 3 hours, depending on how heavy you're using it and how many things you got going on.
Now, it does have a built-in speaker, right?
It does have a built-in speaker. That doesn't sound bad.
We should have turned that on while we were in here.
We should have. I'll do that. At the end here, we'll go back by my room or something and turn it on, too.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing a session in our suite tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, Larry.
Okay, I'll try
to break away and come and podcast that for your folks.
You know, I will try to, but boy, between the booth duty and trying to go to these sessions, I'll really try to because this is interesting.
I know.
Yeah, you're doing booth too, aren't you?
I am. And sessions. And private suite sessions.
Yeah.
I'm doing one today. Well, we're having... Doug is doing one this morning at 9 on the new features of WindowEyes.
Oh, boy, I should go to that.
Yes, you should. At 10:30, we're doing a BrailleSense overview. At 12 o'clock...
All the fruit here is a mixture of all the fruit you have.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you have your forks and knives after you're rolled up already.
Great. Oh, that's all right. I can... that.
No, you can't.
She's just nice.
Yeah, she is. She's sweet.
You know, to do other things. Sometimes, you know, do something. Make me feel more important.
That's right.
It's very important. Well, you're getting our food.
Thank you.
Okay. So, 10:30 is the overview of the Braille Sense.
Okay.
At noon, I'm doing a shocking session.
A what?
A shocking session called... switching from jaws to window eyes. That should be get some interest. If anybody is curious, they can call me. But that will be today at 12. All of these sessions will be duplicated tomorrow. At 1:30, Chris Park is doing another Braille Sense session on showing people how to teach blind people to use the Braille Sense if they're sighted.
Okay.
If the instructor is sighted. At 3 o'clock was supposedly a surprise session, but now the surprise is out of the bag. It will be a hands-on session with the new Small Talk Ultra.
Okay.
And at 4:30, WeCTV will be there to talk about some descriptive video things.
Well, tell us about WeCTV.
WeCTV are the folks that do descriptive video. They'll actually be in our booth today and tomorrow. And they do descriptive video. I'm sure your audience remembers Blind Justice.
Absolutely.
That we sponsored. They're the folks that do a lot of the descriptive video, and they're here in California.
Hmm.
And they actually have a gentleman that'll be here this morning that's a blind actor. That'll be interesting.
Wow, yeah.
And... you know, I act blind sometimes, but I don't get paid for it.
So. I've never seen you act blind, Clarence.
Oh.
Wow, that'd be interesting to talk with that guy.
Yes.
Is he going to be at your booth?
Yeah, they'll be in our booth. And they'll also be in the suite, which is 1718, today at 4:30 and tomorrow at 4:30.
Hmm.
All these suite sessions will be duplicated tomorrow.
Also. Okay.
Doug is doing a private session, or excuse me, a full session, bright and early Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the Denver room.
Oh, boy, he sure got him a good time there,
yes,
didn't he?
On the new features of Window Eyes.
Okay.
So we're pretty excited. It's a busy time. The people here are Dan Wyrick and Doug Joffrey, Chris Park, and myself. So it's a busy time. And of course, being on a different time zone, as you can appreciate, it's kind of
tough. Hard to get used to, then.
It really is. I woke up at 4 o'clock.
All right, thank you so much.
We toss a small plate with it, and they're facing up with the butter.
Okay.
And scramble on sausage. We scramble on the right side and sausage on the thing. On the left. Do you want me to put pepper or salt on your eggs?
You know, I don't use pepper.
You don't?
No.
What a guy.
I'm
going to
eat your toast if you don't love it.
Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Boy, I was hesitant about asking her to help, but I'm kind of glad she did.
So, it's kind of a busy time. Well, back to the Small Talk Ultra. I know people, we teased them, and we haven't told them what it costs yet or any of that good stuff. But, again, the package will include the Small Talk Ultra itself, an external keyboard, which is USB, really deluxe carrying case for all of that, an external USB CD-ROM drive. It comes with an AC adapter, and as I said, it has built-in Bluetooth and wireless, and the docking cable. And if you don't own Window Eyes, the price will be $27.95. If you own Window Eyes, it will be $24.95 if you have a current version. And we'll include a 3-count SMA.
So okay.
We think it's a very economical package, but if your users can imagine, your listeners can imagine holding a book port in your hand and increasing its size just ever so slightly, that's what the Small Talk Ultra looks like.
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, if you had one of those, you really wouldn't need a book port at all.
You really wouldn't.
I hate to say that.
You really would.
And we do protected WMA files.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And Audible, I'm sure.
And Audible, that, of course,
well,
yeah.
It's a computer. You can run any DAISY reading software on it.
You can run Eudora, Office.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we will have all kinds of accessories available that we're not necessarily including. We will actually, if you want, for the price, include Office, almost any software, and we'll install it for you and test it and make
okay,
sure it
great.
Talks properly too.
It'd be great for somebody new getting started.
Absolutely, for somebody brand new. And we'll have a really good user manual that we're doing.
You know, the nice thing, I like
thank
that.
You so
welcome.
Much.
So on the right, on the left side, you got your hash with cheese on it.
Uh-huh.
On six, you got your white toast looking
okay.
at you.
Uh-huh.
And what time is that?
Time to go back to bed, I think.
Yeah. 12 on one, and then 3 and 4, you got a couple of sausage
waiting
for you. Thank you. Your orange juice coming up too.
Oh, I don't need any more. Larry, do you want more orange juice?
No, I'd love some.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe later. He wants some, but I
don't.
Okay.
And I'm looking for salt and pepper.
Oh, she didn't offer to salt your eggs for you.
Oh.
Here you go. Here's one of them.
Right.
There's the other one.
Ah, good deal. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what were you asking before I rudely interrupted
it's
you
kind
to
of,
talk about
it's
food?
Kind of interesting. The keyboard on it is really good enough to take names and numbers
it,
and stuff
it actually
down with
is.
You. So it'd be perfect to carry with you.
It actually would.
But then when you want to use it for real work, leave that keyboard really like on your desk or whatever.
Exactly.
It's a very nice concept.
It's very, very cool. It really is. And the nice thing about it, I didn't get to see one actually until a couple of weeks ago.
Is that right?
No, I've been teased all of this time.
It's full of juice again, guys.
Thank
not
you.
Not you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
To check down later, so you just let me know when you're
okay,
ready.
Good deal. Thank
just
you so
I don't
much.
Have in my pocket.
Yeah, so I was teased almost as much as our customers, you know. Of course, I was in on the discussions of features included and all that, but I had not actually had it in my hands.
Now, is that one of those machines that they're calling, what is it, Orgonomy? Or?
Yeah, it is, except that those things are not, you just go buy it and you take your chances.
Yeah.
With us, we're configuring it, make sure it talks.
Yeah.
All that before you ever get it, which is worth a lot.
Well, especially when you get something out of the box and you can't do a darn thing with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very
we're
frustrating.
Also, we're also installing SpyBot
oh, yeah?
on it.
Okay.
And we're giving a 30-day version of Nod 32 also.
Nod 32 is...
It's the best antivirus software I've ever had my hands on.
Why is it? Why? What's so good about it? There's been some discussion of that on the list, and I.
You got preempted by a bite of sausage. Sorry. Nod 32 uses absolutely minute system resources. Hardly any system resources. It just runs in the background and works. And it's $40. You can actually buy it off our webpage now.
No, okay.
And I'm sure your listeners know Dr. Robert Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Robert and I both swear by Nod 32.
Well,
in 7 years, they've never had a virus get by them, which is pretty phenomenal.
It's funny you don't hear about them like you do McAfee and Norton. I was like,
you guys. My system thought it had died and gone to heaven when I got Norton off of.
No, I don't like Norton either. Clarence, just to kind of talk personally a little bit, you know, we've been doing like these career profiles. And,
uh-huh.
Would you want to tell people about your career. I know you had an interesting time in the real world, so to speak, in the non-assistive technology world.
I started out as a piano tuner 100 years ago.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Actually worked in the music business for 20 years. Tuning pianos, selling pianos, organs, band instruments,
etc. In the Nashville area?
In the Nashville area for a company called L.C. Tiller. It's no longer in business. They've closed. Then I went to work for Tandy Corporation as their first blind employee ever.
Is that right?
It was back when Tandy actually made computers. They, any of you who remember the trash 80s?
Yep.
And I was an outbound marketing rep for them, which was a scary concept for their first blind employee going and calling on customers. It was fun.
And you were specifically dealing with the computer systems? Or
with
just
the computer
anything?
Systems.
Okay,
right.
All right.
I actually worked in a computer center back when Tandy had computer centers.
And we're talking here, what, late 70s?
No, this was in the 80s.
Was it? Okay.
And then I went to work for a really great company called Arnett in Nashville, who made multi-serial port boards. We made serial ports. Like, you could have 128 serial ports on one slot in your computer.
Wow. I guess there was a market for that kind of
there
thing.
There was,
huh?
Then, because that was the Unix and Xenix market.
Okay.
And then they got bought out by a company called Digi International, or DigiBoard. And I worked for them for about 10 years as their international sales manager, and traveled all over the world, Germany, Spain, all over, and it was kind of fun.
And how did you, we were just talking this morning on the podcast about traveling independently as a blind person. Have you got some good stories to share with us about that?
Oh, yes.
I'll bet you do.
Normally good stories. It's frankly so much better now than it was, though, because up until 9/11, all the TSA reps spoke who knows what language, you know, and they'd stand there and motion to you, and of course, being blind, I couldn't see them. But since 9/11, they all have to speak English, so... But I've had interesting experiences. My dog has always been very well accepted.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like Europe is better with dogs than Americans are for some reason.
Except for England.
Oh, really?
England has this horrible quarantine.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And this is the first year I'll be able to... I was going to a show called Sight Village in the UK. And this is the first year I've ever been able to take my dog, so I'll be taking him this July.
Nice.
Speaking of interesting travel things, I'm actually going to Australia in May.
Wow.
With my dog for a week and a half.
Vacation or business?
Business. I'll actually be doing windowized training in Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane.
Nice.
You're beeping. Does that mean we can't talk anymore?
Oh, I guess that means, surely it's not 8 o'clock already.
No.
Oh, 7:30, okay. That's an alarm on my bookboard.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's, I've just got it set for every day. It wasn't I was trying to rush us or anything.
The greatest story, I think, ever, I had a guide dog named Hessie. A lab, yellow lab that would eat anything, ever.
Don't they all?
On my way back from Barcelona, it's a 12-hour flight in those days. I was sitting in the back of the plane, And behind me, unbeknownst to me, was a garbage bag full of the little tiny bags of peanuts that they had out to.
I see where this is going.
I went to sleep. Cassie opened and ate 30 bags of peanuts.
Wrappers and all, I'm sure.
No, she actually unwrapped them. But when I got to Atlanta, she was eager to get outside.
I'll bet she was. That's funny. That reminds me of that story in Ann Morris. It was at a booth next to us years and years ago at one of the conventions. I don't remember if it was ACB. It might have been. And she was getting ready for lunch, and we were talking, and she said somebody's guide dog had grabbed her sack lunch and took off. Reached his head all the way under that table to the back of the booth.
Now, was that your dog, Larry?
No. It could have been, though.
Well, I'm on dog number 4.
I'm on 5.
Wow.
Sorry, sir.
Yes.
Is your name Clarence?
I'm Clarence.
Clarence? Okay.
Hi.
Okay?
Be good.
I'm okay?
Thank you. Excuse me.
I'm on dog number 4. His name is Hugo. He's a yellow lab, the smallest dog that I've ever had. He's 57 pounds.
Wow, I didn't realize he was that small.
Mm-hmm. He's a great airplane dog. Technically, he'd probably get mad and bite me, but I could put him in the overhead if I needed to.
He'd get more than mad and bite you, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid so. So what is your current dog?
Jake. He's a lab golden cross.
Mm.
About 100 pounds, man. He's a big brute. Mm. And a rowdy one, too.
Mm.
So, just to finish up what we were talking about before, when you left Digi, that's when you went to GW Micro?
That's when I went to GW Micro in 1999.
Hmm.
Yeah. I have loved every minute of it.
I bet you have.
And I started out doing their... that's our sales director.
Well, hi there.
Good morning.
Nita Savali, this is Larry Scoot.
Nice to meet you,
Larry,
Nita.
How are you?
Great.
You two don't know each other?
No, I don't.
I've heard your name.
Yeah, I've heard yours.
Yeah, she's infamous.
I've been to every conference. You've been to every conference. Mm-hmm. You know how it goes.
Well, she is Miss AFB.
Well, very nice to meet you, Vita.
Vita, we hope you don't mind. You're being podcast.
Uh-oh.
International audience.
All right.
So don't say anything. Too outrageous. Now, we can cut this out if you don't want us to.
We're pretty good at outrageous conversations.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay with this continuing? The podcast? Okay.
So what do you do at AFB, Vita?
I
yells at customers.
Here's a for you. Sorry? There's a lady thank you.
Yeah, that's
I
what we
help desk support. So coordinate all the help desk issues and answer people's computer questions all day and provide training to the employees.
Okay.
There's about 100 and I think about 110 employees, so it's a job.
Well, sounds like it.
You work remotely, right?
I work in our San Francisco office, and most of our staff is in the New York office, but we also have offices in Atlanta, West Virginia, Dallas, and Washington, D.C.
Hmm. So you must know your technology pretty well, I take it.
I have to do my research.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I go to breakfast with, with Clarence, and I learn a little more,
That's scary.
So, Larry, what do you do?
I'm currently, well, and probably will be for the rest of my life, working for APH. And I'm the technology project leader in the research department.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Do design and software. It is fun. It's the job of the century. I mean, look, sometimes it gets a little frustrating working with a big institution like that and how slow things can move. But I'm starting to learn how to kick them in the right places.
Larry is the bookport guy.
Are we still on podcast now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll say anything.
You'll say anything? Okay.
David, would you put that back
there? APH knows that's how I feel. I make it quite clear.
You don't hide anything.
Nope. Totally
like
upfront.
Yeah, we were just talking about, first we started out talking about the smallpox ultra, and we got to talking about careers and traveling with a guide dog, all that kind of stuff.
It's a general podcast, huh?
It is, and, you know, there's plenty of technology ones. This one's really about life, it's blind person.
Well, there's a lot of blind people here that have life, that's for sure.
There are really a lot of dogs here, too.
A lot, yes.
Oh, yeah?
More than I think I've ever seen here.
You know, I always come back from this joking with my girlfriend that she says Jake's nose is pink after he comes back, and I say he wears it out sniffing.
Sniffing. Got it.
They can't walk past each other without turning that head all the way around. Hey, you guys, I am going to have to cut out of here because I really want to make this session at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And it might take me till 8 to get out of this restaurant for all I know. Very nice meeting you, Vita.
You too, Larry.
Larry, thanks for doing the podcast.
Thank you, guys. And be sure and check it out, Vita, at blindcooltech.com.
Pardon?
I was just saying, check out the podcast sometime at blindcooltech.com.
Blind Cool Tech?
Uh-huh.
I love it.
It's a great name.
One of those things just sort of come up with out of nothing.
I like that. Where are you from, Larry?
Louisville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been at APH on and off since 85.
Oh, if you're still podcasting, one more really great story concerns you.
Uh-oh.
Well, two things. Robert Carter, myself, and our wives went to visit Larry in the big city of Texarkana.
This is a great story.
We're there. First part of the story consists of we were working on ASAP in those days. And
where was it, ASAP?
It was ASAP.
Wow.
Yeah. And Robert had his little boy with him, Graham, who was like 2 or 3 years old. And our dogs are all out in the backyard. And I had a chocolate lab at that time named Clay. And all at once, Vicky, Robert's wife, and the little boy's mother starts yelling. And Graham starts screaming. My dog had hiked his leg on Graham and just emptied his bladder completely.
And you know what I thought was so funny about it was Graham had been pestering Clay pretty badly. You know? And I thought, well, this is revenge.
Clay said, "Here's your share
of the canine." That was funny.
And the end of that story is, we went to the Texarkana Airport, which was interesting.
Yeah, I never was brave enough to fly out of there.
We go in, and this girl says, "I'm your ticket agent." She got our tickets and our seats. She said, "I'll be right back in a few minutes. I've got to go fuel the plane."
Yep.
Bless you. Bless you again. Good morning.
Good morning.
You want some juice this morning?
And she's not kidding either.
No, she went and fueled the plane. But the funny part is, she came back and said, "Now, I'm your pilot also. I'll be with you in a few
minutes." Are you sure you're not stretching it there,
Clarence? No, I promise. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, guys. Very nice meeting you, Vita.
How about?
All right, let's go outside. How about? Good boy. Long ways back through here. Good dog. Good boy. All right.
Good dog. Let's go straight. Let's go outside.
You've been listening to Blind
Go straight.
Tech.
Outside.
Visit us on the web at www.blindcooltech.com.
Yeah, take it right for me. Huh?
Send an email to blindcooltech@gmail.com or leave a comment on our comment line at 206-984-9203.
Right. Good boy. Go outside.